The director of the CIA today told a Senate panel that North Korea now has a missile that could reach the west coast of the United States. Also today, the International Atomic Energy Agency, meeting in Vienna, sent the issue of North Korea's nuclear weapons program to the UN Security Council. For 2 months, North Korea has been taking steps to restart its nuclear weapons activities and has resisted pressure from the IAEA to stop. NPR's Mike Schuster has more on both developments.
The action of the International Atomic Energy Agency today was an indication that the IAEA had run out of measures it could take to persuade North Korea to refreeze its banned nuclear weapons programs. It's the IAEA's job to monitor North Korea's nuclear activities, but after Pyongyang announced late last year that it would unfreeze its weapons program, IAEA inspectors were expelled from North Korea. Since that time, North Korea has taken several technical steps to begin the reprocessing of bomb-usable plutonium contained in spent nuclear fuel rods, and it announced that it was pulling out of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. The IAEA has no way to enforce compliance, so Mohammed Al-Baradei, the agency's head, said today it had no choice but to pass the matter to the Security Council.
The current situation clearly sets a dangerous precedent. It is very important that the international community deals with all cases of non-compliance with non-proliferation obligation in a consistent fashion.
The action of the IAEA's 35-member Board of Governors was nearly unanimous. Only Russia and Cuba abstained. Russia's representative in Vienna called the action premature. North Korea has warned against any economic sanctions the Security Council might impose, saying that would be an act of war. Al-Baradei emphasized the IAEA wants only a peaceful and diplomatic solution.
If a country is in non-compliance, we have to report to the Security Council. But it doesn't mean, as I said, that we are automatically jumping to sanction. I think, in fact, all members of the board made it clear that this is not the intention to jump to sanction right now. And North Korea was concerned about sanction, and that's not the message coming from the board here.
The White House today signaled its approval that the IAEA had sent the issue to the Security Council. The Bush administration has been trying, without much success, to make this an international concern, even though North Korea has insisted all along it wants to talk to the U.S. and the U.S. only about a solution. But the administration heard more bad news on North Korea today from the director of the CIA, George Tenet. At a hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh asked Tenet how many nuclear weapons North Korea already has.
I think one or two is a very good judgment.
And how about their case? They fired missiles over Japan. What is the likelihood that they currently have a missile capable of hitting the west coast of the United States?
I think the declassified answer is yes, they can do that.
Tenet's answer on nuclear bombs was not news, but his answer on missiles was. After the hearing, the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency said North Korea now has a three-stage missile called the Taipodong 2, which could reach the western United States. This missile has not yet been flight tested. Experts on North Korea have been fearful the next stage in this standoff over nuclear weapons could be another missile test. North Korea froze its missile tests under pressure in the late 1990s from the Clinton administration. The Bush administration has been saying lately that it will talk directly to the North Koreans about their nuclear weapons program, but today Secretary of State Powell said the administration is still trying to use multilateral diplomacy, especially through China, to bring pressure on North Korea. Powell was speaking to a congressional panel.
The Chinese position is the Korean Peninsula will be denuclearized. So we're saying to them, fine, then why do you just turn to us to make it happen? You should be a part of this effort.
In fact, yesterday, China rebuffed the administration, signaling that it will not become more involved in the standoff with North Korea. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.